Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Rosie, it's Helen. I ate a full lasagna and now I can't breathe. Call me back.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
I'm so, honestly, I think if we set up a Patreon, the only reason we should do it is to oil wrestle.
Yeah.
Jack, start the podcast. We're ready.
Morning.
Good, no, don't. You're
morning.
Good morning.
Wake up, babe.
Do you want to talk about this argument we had last night? Because I genuinely think we should leave it. Basically, really simple. I sent a postcard to my friend and then she tagged me on Instagram saying, thank you for my postcard. I don't even know where York is. And then Rosie got upset because I didn't send her a postcard from York, yeah. Even though I was sending a postcard to my friend who's from Beirut. Her city got bombed.
I don't care. Like, every time you go away, you say to me, oh, I'll send you a postcard.
I did not sound like that. I did not sound like that. Are we serious? Yeah. Is that how I sound to you?
Hello, I'm Helen. I go to York. Shall I send Rosie a postcard? No, shall I send some random bitch?
You're a really good friend of mine, known her longer than I've known you.
Never, the shade.
Literally never heard of her.
You've met her in Edinburgh Common.
Oh.
Oh,
she's actually a nice
person. So nice.
Do though, you know what you could do when you're buying one postcard?
Buy two.
Buy two.
If I told you that I bought two and I also sent one to my dad...
You don't even like him.
I like him. He
you
doesn't
don't
like me.
Like
it's
him.
A different dynamic.
I love you.
I love you too.
I don't know where this is coming from.
Why
are we shouting?
Because I didn't want to, because you're everything to me and you know that. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I am sorry that I caused you pain, but you know I love you.
Am I in a soap?
Please! Please give us a minute!
Okay.
You are
my fire.
The one
desire. Believe when I say I want it that way.
Welcome to our guest!
Hi, Miss Akisa, how are you?
Miss Akisa!
That was an experience. Okay, hello.
Are you turned on?
I am. I'm also quite scared. I feel like I have just sat through like a scene from EastEnders. It was quite emotional.
EastEnders with that voice. She's Coronation Street through and through.
Oh, my
Don't
bad.
Don't even try it.
No.
Hollyoaks.
Emma
Hey up, lad.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's Family Affairs that got cancelled by Channel 5.
I mean, mention that the other day.
Yeah, what is Family Affairs?
So when Channel 5 launched, it launched with its brand new soap called Family Affairs. And it was shit.
Yeah.
Well, I love shit shows. Why have I not heard of this?
It's because it got cancelled.
Yeah.
Okay. It was that shit.
Yeah.
Were you too young?
I am literally like a year and a half younger than you.
How old are you?
29.
Fuck off.
You're in your 20s.
I mean,
you
barely.
Don't get it.
I mean, I should just leave this room right now.
No, Jesus. We like you here. Because before you leave this room and before we even start the interview, we have a game to play with you. Shut your fucking bitch mouth. Shut it. Drink your coffee.
Helen, don't.
Sakisa.
Helen, you
welcome
don't
to
need
the game show of dreams.
Time out. This is like the third season and you couldn't afford a theme tune. What's going on?
We're writing it still. We're in the
season
process.
Season 4.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Season 4.
And right. I'm all about consent.
Okay. Why did you look at me like I wasn't all about consent?
You don't need to play the game. The game is very, very disappointing. Do you want to play it?
I feel like you sold it to me. I want to play the game.
Oh, yes!
I feel
Sakisa,
like...
Sakisa.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want you to tell me what are behind these doors.
Oh, okay. Is it like a sexual health clinic behind there? With a whole bunch of condoms.
Is that your final answer?
Or...
No.
Is it like the generation game where you open it up and there's like a ray of Argus products in there?
So sick.
Or is it a puppet show?
Would you like a clue?
Just be honest. What does it look like?
Well, it's kind of, it looks like it's miraged with everything. It's camouflaged with everything else.
It is. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. So I didn't even realise that was the cupboard.
Me neither for a year and a half.
Did you not realise that? Bless.
Nope.
Okay, I think it's Jack.
Producer Jack, are you behind the mystery cupboard doors?
So fucking window.
Are you freaking out? Jack, that'd be so sick if you
she
were behind it.
Every single episode.
Isn't it fun?
It's good, actually.
I know.
It's a good game.
Now, can we stop doing it?
I'll stop when Diana comes back.
Oh,
same as everything. But Siri, can we welcome our guest properly?
Welcome to the show.
It's morning time as we record this, and we want to make sure you feel welcome. Welcome to our show.
Welcome. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Thank you. I feel welcomed. Thank you for that. It was absolutely amazing. God. I am very well, thank you very much. I am in a great mood because I've already had two coffees.
Yeah.
But I'm on my second as well. What about you?
No, I'm on my first. Oh, I'm feeling like a spring chicken.
It's like so you did not see chicken coming.
I was wondering where that sentence was going to go. Just spring.
I feel like we've sufficiently welcomed you now.
So, tell us, were you ever a child?
No joking.
What?
I was a dog until I was 8. No joking.
Oh. That would be so fucking good.
If I was a dog and then suddenly turned into a human at 18, it would be great.
Oh my God. God, what a life you've lived.
I was a child. I was also, shocker, a baby.
No.
You know what? I can see you as a baby.
Yeah. I bet you were cute.
I was cute. I posted a picture on my Instagram of me and my mummy yesterday.
Oh, you did? It's so fucking adorable.
Thanks.
And also, you and your mum look exactly the same.
Yeah, but people say that. But then when they see my dad, yeah, they're like, you look the same as your dad.
No, but your dad is a complete mystery to me. We will get into him. But yeah, he is a man of many passions, which I do not fully fathom or understand. I know we'll get to him. But because this is daddy, look at me. And yeah, Twix is the owner of the weirdest dad. Yeah, but we'll get to him.
No, I feel like a Nathan owner. Tell us about
my dad. Daddy is, I call him Daddy. Daddy is great.
Great name.
Thanks. Daddy is, during lockdown, Daddy's had a very interesting situation where he's decided.
He's lost his mind.
He's lost his mind. But Dad needs to go back to work, basically, which yeah, needs to happen.
What does he do?
He keeps buying stuff he doesn't need. So, for example, he bought a drone. He bought a drone, and we have a park opposite our block of flats. And he went to the park to fly the drone. And then because we live near the MFI. No, MI5. Sorry. I told you I live next to the MI5. We live near the MI5. It's got he flew it.
Say it again. MI5.
MI5.
Thank you.
But isn't that the hardware store?
What?
MFI. Yeah, it's a hardware store, yeah, like B&Q.
MFI?
Yeah.
MFI, Google, but I live near the MI5, which is the security.
My God. Yeah.
And so he flew it in the park, and there was a notification that came on his phone, was like, you can't go any further than here. Because I was like, let's see if they were going to blow it up. But the best thing that my dad has done during lockdown was to purchase, and I'm trying to find this picture. He purchased.
Wait for it.
Please consider that we live in a 2-bedroom flat in Stockwell.
Great.
An indoor sauna.
No.
There's a picture of me.
For the benefit of the listener, it's just like a little grey pop-up tent with Twix's dad's head just poking out the top of it as he kneels down on the floor.
Yeah.
During lockdown, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was really hot.
It was.
What point did he think, you know what I need? I need to get hotter.
I have no idea why we have this. I don't know what he was thinking. And it's also, like I said, we live in a 2-bedroom flat in Stockwell. So it's not even like the steam is just steaming everything up. I walked into the room and my glasses just steamed up and I had to wipe it off. The TV was steamed up. And my dad was just sitting there with a little hood on his head, little silver hood, just living his best life, just kneeling in this tent. And I was like, why?
Also, it's such a good dad purchase.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst thing your dad's ever got? Like, Rob Jones.
Rob Jones just gets a load of random shit. So he's big fan of Amazon Prime.
Here we go.
He will get a Prime parcel every single day.
No.
And you open it up, and it's like a wire.
Just a wire.
And it's like, what is that for? And I lived in York for lockdown, and it really pissed me off that every single day Amazon would come. But I had a birthday in lockdown.
Yes, you did.
Dirty. And by then, I'd been living at home for 3 months. And my mum and dad had started getting secret presents for my birthday. And a parcel will come and I just lose the pot and then be like, Dad, what have you bought now? And it will be a present for me. So we go, CD-ROM drive, and I'd be like, open it up now. I had no idea we were getting presents for me, and every single day I'd just be shouting at him.
Once again, we have a story from Rosie there where we think she's going to share a trauma and instead it's just her dad and mum making sure she had a lot of lovely presents for her 30th birthday.
I was just like, it was going to be something crazy. And it was just like, no, they just bought her presents.
Well,
I was like,
loved and they got me loads of gifts.
Can your dad buy me presents?
They got me loads of presents and I basically showered at him every day.
It's a good exchange. Stop buying me presents!
How dare you? I got enough Doc Martens.
You can never have enough Doc Martens.
What's fascinating about this, though, is that we know that Rosie and her dad have a good relationship in general. There's a lot of love there. And that's because he's buying her loads of gifts, whereas you're in lockdown, living with your parents full time, and he's buying himself wacky presents, which, by the way, is 100% passed on to you, because I have it on good authority that you bought yourself a slush puppy machine.
I didn't buy it.
Who bought it?
Wait. No. But can I just also say, I came back from Bournemouth. I went on a little trip to Bournemouth during lockdown. Oh, I came back and my dad... And then my dad went, Alexa, can you turn the heating on to 25 degrees in the living room? And I went, what the fuck? And then Alexa started talking. He bought himself Alexa.
No.
But I didn't buy the slush puppy machine. A lovely gentleman bought me a slush puppy machine.
Oh my God. You've got such a good boyfriend.
Yeah, growing up, maybe. How old are you?
Let's not talk about that.
That's so personal, Rosie. That's so
real. I'm in my early 30s.
God. She's as old as her tongue and a little bit younger than her teeth.
God. I am in my early 30s. I'm 33 years old. Great. But I love slush puppies.
Well, did you? I bet we're all the same age. Did you ever warn you? What was it? It was a penguin. And
Mr. Frosty. Not Mr. Frosty, that was a snowman. I know what you mean.
Mr. Something.
We did not have it, but I remember the advert.
I got it, and you could make slushies, ice pops.
So good.
Can we get that back?
Yes. I wasn't privileged enough to get all of those things.
We just got a slam for Rosie's privilege there. Ba-ding, ding, 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 boom.
I'm disabled.
I'm gay.
Did you know
I didn't know you were gay. Look at the outfit. But
I mean rainbow dungarees.
But I had, unfortunately, I had to make my own like stuff like that. So you know, like when you were younger, you had like the cooking set.
Yeah.
I had to make my own by paper stuff.
Wait, so you made like a paper wooden spoon?
Yeah, and like a paper cashier. It was like really sad when I was younger, but also because I actually did a clear out during lockdown of my room, and I found all my old toys, like. The pulley, and all many McDonald's toys, but the pulley, flyaway.
The fairy spinner.
Fairy spinner. All my McDonald's toys that were Disney, like Cinderella.
Wait. You did a clear out of Disney toys, you didn't call me. I live literally like a 10-minute walk.
I didn't throw them away, don't worry, they're still in the house.
I'd like them, please.
No. But I also found that I've got Tazos. I've got Tazos. I don't know if you remember Tazos.
Yeah.
No.
They were like little jigsaw pieces that you got in a Walker's packet and you could put them together to make a jigsaw. A massive, I know, right? A massive jigsaw picture. Or you can make them into boxes because they were like pieces that you could piece together. So you can make them into like little shapes. And I also found Pogs.
Oh, I love Pogs.
Yeah.
Still got slammer.
I had my slammer. Yeah, I've got the slammer because I had it in a proper box. So I've got the slammer. I also found my original Pokemon cards. Yeah.
Talk to me. Shinies?
There are a couple shinies in it.
Mainly energies?
No, one of them is a fire one.
Fuck your mouth.
I know. And I'm debating whether I should sell it. But
I looked into that. It's not worth it.
No, not worth it? Okay, fine. Fuck it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
I'll tell you what I couldn't do when I was younger, and I found the other day, the spinning yo-yos. You know when people used to do the tricks? The stupid tricks. I can never get the tricks right properly.
All we had was dog walking, like walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
The only one which we were like super focused on. Well, I think it sounds like quite an idyllic childhood in some ways. Were you someone who was pretty easygoing as a kid?
I was the only child, so...
Joe, no.
I wasn't spoiled, I will say that, but I will always get my way.
Okay. Right, yes. Talk us through that.
Where shall we start? Well, obviously, because my family's from Barbados, so I spent a lot of my time in Barbados as well. Mm-hmm. And apparently I was a troublesome kid where I would just run everywhere. No. My mum told me that when I was in Barbados that I had left the house, and at the time it was a wooden shack, left the house and just ran down the lane.
I ran away into the lane.
How old were you?
I was 4 at the time. I ran away and ended up in my granddad's best friend's yard because he kept pigs. Just in the pigs. I was just there with the pigs, just hanging out with pigs.
No. I mean, I get that. I would run towards the pigs as well.
Pig smell. Have you never been in a pig pen? Pig smell. And I was 4 years old just playing with pigs.
Yeah.
But were you running away because you knew they would come find you and for the attention of it? Or were you just running away because you just like thought, why the fuck not?
Yeah, I was just like having the fun. I was just like living my best life. Just like I'm doing my own thing. I don't care. Like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm just going to run. Apparently, I was running everywhere. Yeah. My mum told me when we came back into London that how I ran into the street. I left the pushchair, ran into the street.
Looking for pigs.
Yeah, looking for pigs. But... And she turned around and I was in the middle of the road just going, la, 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 la. Yeah, it was troublesome. I did cause my mum a lot of trouble, and that's why she spanked me, which is fine. It's in our black culture. I can understand that.
Wait, does that mean you were troublesome at school as well?
I was at school, I was mischievous, if you want to pull it that way.
Yeah, that means you were troublesome.
I would like to use the word mischievous rather than troublesome. One of those students that would always hang around with everyone.
Yeah.
See, I think you're lying already because of how carefully you're choosing your words.
No. I hanged around with everyone, and I think that's how I've lived all my life. Like, I hang around with quite a lot of friends in general, but everyone who I knew I was, but I was also the loud one. But also when I was in primary school, I had a group of friends that included my bully. So my bully was the leader in this group and I was bullied by her quite a lot because I was a better dancer than she was and she hated that.
Stop it.
And then every time that we had like a school play and I ended up being in a cast or something, she would always tell the teacher, no, she should be in this role. So I always had a lesser role. But no. The teachers always loved me because I was like a overachiever. Like if we had a project, I would always go beyond the project and try and like, so if we had a project, and this mainly is in like secondary school, if we had a project for like history, like to do about Henry VIII, like do like a essay about Henry VIII or something like that, I will come in with a whole book about Henry VIII. It was illustrated, drawn. It was holy like, shit. How did the wives die? Each page, I was like, I'm going to get a bloody A.
Did you do that for you? Or did you do it to show that the teacher likes you more?
I did it so the teachers could like me more.
Yeah.
Not to ignore the academic achievements, because I get it, you wrote an essay on Henry VIII. But who the fuck is this bitch?
Oh, yeah.
That so was not a good dancer. Wait, what's her name?
Right, so this is mainly in primary school. So her name was...
Wait.
Oh my god, what a cunt.
She actually tried to friend me on Facebook a few years ago.
They always do, they always fucking do.
A few years ago, but and I just ignored her.
So. They always do, but then who were the teachers that listened to her?
I think primary school is a little bit different, especially when I was growing up, than it is now. I had different people in the class.
Yeah.
There was this poor boy who would always have to go to the toilet because otherwise he would wet himself. Aww. So he always had like an out to go to the toilet.
Yeah, normal primary school shit. But where the fuck does bleep come in? Getting in your business and trying to take your role.
But this is how it always was. I was never the person. I was never a leader in school. I'm not going to lie. I was never a leader in school, but people always liked me because I had this energy I was just always this big personality.
Yeah, nice.
And loud.
But I was never, loud. I was never a leader. I was always just like someone who was just like, hey, I'm just here to have fun. What are we doing today? Yeah. And then we had this group of girls and I remember specifically,
bleep,
was like, if I'm not here one day, this is the order of the leadership. It'll be you, and then I was last.
Shut up. We need to get bleep on this podcast right now.
What do you do now?
I don't give a fuck.
She's running the country.
Imagine if she was. No, I don't.
Wait, so she gave an order of who was in charge if she left.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not act surprised. I think every school had one person that was doing this.
To have that.
I'm sure she's lovely now. I'm sure she's absolutely lovely now. But in school, she was a cunt.
Confidence.
It's pure madness. But I remember sleepover clubs took over our school at one point, and it's like there'll be four of you in it, and then who are the other ones? And the big group, the smaller fractions of it. It gets nasty. It's just amazing that there was one girl who actually doled out what would happen if she could for some reason not fulfill her duties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a dictatorship in primary
Miss
school.
America. It's Miss America in Stockwell.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. When I was in year three, me and my best friend, who was Carol at the time, we would always try to dig in the garden. In the playground, we would always dig to try and go to Australia. That was our one thing that we would get a stick. Let's see if we can dig to Australia. And we'll I remember being really pissed off 2 days later, being like, why is the hole not going anywhere? But then one day, a boy called Matthew had been around us. And I don't know how it happened, but
boy
pushed me towards him and we ended up kissing. And that was the thing that ended up being the thing of the month. But what had happened was, because our parents had found out or whatever, every single time it was a birthday, one of our birthdays, we would always have to exchange gifts, specifically me and him. And this went on until secondary school.
Your mum tried to get you and Matthew together?
Well, not my mum, but it was basically, they found out that we ended up having this accidental kiss that
name we can't say
had pushed us into. And because I think they felt really bad about the awkward situation, they were just like, let's just at Christmas or like at our birthdays, we can just exchange gifts. And one year, Matthew's mum, obviously it's Matthew's mum who had bought the gifts. Matthew's mum had bought me a pair of knickers that I had opened up in class.
Well, okay, right. We're laughing. I'm not laughing. Number one, it's awful that you were forced into a kiss because, as Rosie said, we're big on consent. So that's not okay. No. Number two, what sort of fucking parent thinks, oh, we'll make this less awkward. We'll make sure they exchange gifts in front of the rest of their classmates.
Every year.
This is a gift for...
Please.
And for no one else. And number three, who buys someone else's kid pants?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you open them in class?
So on this one occasion, I remember opening it in class.
No.
My angel.
It's fine.
No, it's not. Stop saying you're fine. You're clearly not okay.
It's great. It's memories, isn't it? It's just a very interesting...
The benefit of the listener, Keese is currently crying and laughing back and forth.
I'm not. I'm actually amazing.
So now are you married to Matthew?
No, actually. I think people thought we would end up together and we never did. And he went to a different... We still spoke because we lived near each other. But I went to an all-girls secondary school. Rosie would have loved that. I went to an all-girls secondary school. And he went to a different secondary school. So we kind of just lost touch.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he's doing now. But yeah, I don't really speak to many people from secondary or primary school apart from one girl. One girl who I've had since nursery, and we went to the same secondary school, and we've spoken up until today.
Oh, that's so nice.
What happened today?
What happened to who?
Today.
What happened today?
No, you said you spoke up.
Oh,
until today.
Until this day, basically.
If we're going to pick up on Sakisa mispronouncing and saying things wrong, she also said Pacific instead of specific a couple of times.
We can
list them. It's an absolute speech disaster. It's amazing she gets paid to talk.
I would love it if it was a... Yeah, we were friends until today.
Yeah. No, I thank you, Helen, for picking up on my words. I unfortunately can't say certain words, and I think this is why I was bullied.
Wait, Helen, are you being ableist?
Would you count your mispronunciation of certain words a disability then, Twix?
Say yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Damn it! What is wrong with me today?
All day.
I've been ableist twice now.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologise to the listener if you picked up on my ableism. I don't mean it, but I will be working on myself to ensure that it doesn't happen again. And I'd like to apologise to Rosie and Twix. I'm sorry, I'm just really overexcited. We haven't had an all-girls school in ages. Yeah. And like, part of me doesn't know what to ask. So I'm just frothing with excitement to find out exactly what happened. Like was the same school? Yeah. What were the groups? Were you in a clique? What were your school plays like? Like, did you play the male roles? Like, what is your truth? And I can't, Rosie, go. I can't.
Talk through everything about secondary school.
I will also pick up that Helen just called me Twix. If you don't know, Twix is my nickname. Feel free to...
I was so aware of this podcast being like, I cannot not call you Twix. But Sakisa's the big stage proper name.
Yeah.
And then Twix is what I've always known you as.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Everyone calls me Twix.
After the chocolate bar.
Yeah, it's actually true. People just, even though I get danced on the stage, people still call me Twix. So it's fine.
It's so hard to change.
Where did that come from?
Oh, that came from university or when I was in law school. Yeah, it came from law school.
But I had
a different nickname in, oh, you know, I don't know if you had it in secondary school. We gave each other tags. We had a tag name and my tag name was Shady.
Yeah, so I went to school in Northeast Hampshire, so no.
Oh, sorry. I went to all-girls school in Tooting.
Shady? shady.
Yeah, I wasn't shady. It was just at the time Eminem was quite like popular, and I was like, yeah. I need to give myself a tag.
And you and Slim Shady have a lot in common physically.
Yeah. I really enjoyed secondary school, and that's because, like I said, I was just friends with everyone. It was all girls school until I was in year 11, and then they decided to make the sixth form mixed. So boys started coming to our school. Yeah. But before this happened, there was a boys' school down the road, and they will always try to break into our school.
Physically break.
Yeah, they would try to break into our school, and they were, it was
to
quite...
what? Sexually assault you?
I don't know why, but they would just come in, and like we had a pond right into our entrance, and you would see them try to leap over the pond to try and run away from the security guards. It was so hilarious. But the all-girls school was interesting. It's weird seeing women every single day, which is quite funny because I work for a women's organisation. Now, yeah. So that's all I see.
You're a woman's woman.
I'm a woman's woman.
Yeah.
But,
me too.
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. Yeah, secondary school was really good, especially towards year 10, 11, because I discovered that even though I was academically, words. This is great for a podcast. Academically, quite good at certain things like maths and English. I prefer to do dance. To be honest, I prefer dance. Dance was my thing. And I even got two best things that happened to me in secondary school. The first one was that how I had to teach the year above me a routine, and they hated the fact that someone younger than them was teaching them a routine.
Like a dance bump when Maddie showed her solo into the senior company. 100%, yeah.
Yeah, so they were so annoyed that someone younger than them was teaching them a routine. And then the second thing was I got to choreograph a whole dance scene for the musical that happened in school.
No.
It was the first musical that ever happened at school.
What was it?
It was Guys and Girls. Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm not even going to lie. I've never watched the film. And I had to choreograph a scene for it. Nah. It was like a Latin scene. It was a salsa scene. So
are you more Latin dancing than ballroom?
I feel like I can do it all. I'm not even going to lie.
Did you do dancing outside of school? Because our school didn't do dance class.
So we did dance in school. It was part of our curriculum.
No way.
Yeah, so as throughout secondary school, arts was a big thing. We were actually supported by the government to have like funding.
Oh,
and
then
we later became support to do science. So science and arts was quite primarily put onto us as culture in our school. So through year 7 to year 11, I did dance every single year. Yeah. Obviously, GCSE, I did dance.
Yeah.
That was my picked arts.
Oh my
Because we only could pick one art, so I picked dance. But it was, every year we did dance. Drama, arts was part of our curriculum through 7 till year 9. So we all had a subject each week.
Did you do dance at school, Rosie?
We did dance at part of, I think, PE. And then at GCSE, you could choose dance GCSE.
Oh, maybe I
and
did that at
dance
school, then.
A-level, because I did drama A-level, and the other girls in my class, I felt left out because they all did drama and dance.
Ugh.
And now I can't dance.
I feel like you should be on Strictly.
That will be my dream.
Get Rosie on Strictly.
I want to do a Nicola Adams.
Oh my God, yes.
Do a same-sex parent.
Just to let you know, we are recording this after the first week of Strictly Come Dancing. We are not commenting if Nicola Adams and her partner have been cheating with each other at any point during the series. We don't know what's going to happen. Everything's open. We don't know at this point.
I love the fact that there was a disclaimer that you had to put in.
But because when you discuss Strictly, whatever you say, you know it's going to get fucked up.
Well, you know, they had to like make sure this year they couldn't
Yeah.
They're
not allowed to.
You're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah. Which makes it more sexy.
They will.
What I want to know about dance GCSE is, because me and Rosie are obsessed with like drama GCSEs.
Yeah.
Do you get given a stimulus and then you create a dance off it?
So with dance GCSE, I also did A-levels, but the GCSE was easier.
Oh, we'll go through A-levels as well. Don't you worry.
No, it is.
We got time. Now,
so what I did, so can I just, for A-level, I will just say this now before I forget. I didn't realise that dance had a written version. So you know how music, you've got notes that you read? Yeah. Dance has the same thing.
What?
Yeah, and we had to learn dance written version and then you had to perform it. And it's like little symbols, just like music. And I was like, no, I can't do this. But no, dance GCSE was fun.
So was it like stick?
Yeah. When it's not even stick people, it's just like a little like symbol, and that would represent like a turn or a leg, and it had levels, and it was just such a pain. I don't even know how to read dance, but
that's amazing. Yeah.
But dance GCSE was fun. I had my favorite dance teacher, and just teacher and ever, Philippa Robbins, who I actually added on Facebook a couple of years ago.
Nice.
And so she's absolutely amazing. She was just inspired me to like just continue to dance after school. Uh-huh. And even had wanted me to go to dance like school, proper school.
Yeah.
Outside of the actual curriculum, she was like, you should actually register to like do dance properly, like that should be your career. But my mum was very much against that. My mum was like, you are getting an education and you're going to either be a doctor, a lawyer, or dead.
You went for lawyer. Fair play.
I originally was meant to be a doctor. That was always what I wanted
to
be. Yeah, I always wanted to be a doctor. Even when I was younger, I always used to tell my mum I would be working at St. Thomas's Hospital. That's what I was going to be doing.
You picked the hospital and everything.
Yeah, I picked the hospital and everything. Yeah. But unfortunately, I was crap. I was going to say shit, but I was like crap at A-level biology. So, no.
I mean, the fact that you can do A-level biology as well as doing dance, like, I feel like people are usually route one or route two, either like arts or sciences. Yeah. That's amazing that you can do it.
I did A-level biology, maths and English and dance.
Okay, right, you're just showing off. For our guests to be on the backhand.
But I was crap. I was crap at education, like in A-level. All I cared about was boys.
Yes! Let's talk about boys. Did you crave attention from boys?
Like I said,
boys!
I'm trying to sound straight.
Oh, did you crave attention from the boys?
From the boys?
From the boys.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to sound like I'm really down on myself, but it is the truth. I was always the girl that was the one that would match up my friends with boys because no one was ever really interested in
Preach.
Me.
It's mad because you're gorgeous and you're amazing, but I know the role.
My role is still the same today. Like, I'm like, you should hook up with him. I'm like the matchmaker.
You've tried to hook me up with loads of fucking sad male comics. It's quite tragic. Are you going out with them, Helen?
I mean, it's like, I'm just trying to get you some dick. Who? I'm just trying to help you out.
Sorry, we got distracted. You would hook up all your friends with other people, but did you still fancy certain people?
So because we went to all-girls school, it was quite difficult.
How difficult is it when all the boys are coming and jumping over ponds? Like, I know, surely but, you could just sit in the class and be like, him.
No, but we would never get to actually meet them in school because we'll be in like class or like just about to leave class and the security be like, you can't leave because this boy is trying to get into your school.
It's like a fairy tale.
But there was, when you obviously get the bus to school. You would see other other schools get on the bus, and there would be always someone that you fancied, but they would never fancy me. So I was always the matchmaker in my school. It wasn't until I was in sixth form that I was like, hey, let's hook up. But
you said that as a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Maybe not like that.
Show.
It's more like, hey, I'm just a case. I've got a really weird name. Would you like to go out sometime?
That's quite a good ask out, actually. Yeah. So did you get lucky? Like, not in a sex way, but, like, did you manage to get partners?
What, in sixth form?
Yeah, did you get boyfriends? Did you get a boyfriend?
That was quite aggressive, guys.
When did you lose your virginity?
Are we talking about that on the podcast?
No, we're not. No. God, no. You can discuss that on many other podcasts.
Yeah, no, but let's not do that. In secondary school, I didn't have boyfriends. I was a good child. And also, I was very scared of my mum. So yeah. I was, like, not trying to be one of those bad girls. I was a very good girl. Boring girl, but I was...
No, I don't think you were boring. Yeah. I think you were really focused.
I was like, I had my fun in school, and then it was just like, I had to be home, and then, because otherwise my mum would worry, because I'm the only child, my mum does worry about me quite a lot, mm-hmm. yeah. So especially when I was like, if I didn't come home at a certain time, and like, for example, I remember having my phone stolen from me on the bus on the way home from school, and that I've had the same number since I was like 11, but my mum was like really worried. I remember she would go out, and she'd be like, who stole your phone? And I knew who stole my phone, but like, I was too scared to like call the police.
You knew exactly who it was.
Yeah. And then like 2 days later, me and my friends, because I was with my friends when it happened, me and my friends saw this girl who stole my phone. And then we were just like, oh, it's her. Da, da, da. And then she was just like, do you have something to say? We were just like, no.
Oh man, I really hope that would end and I could dance off.
Nah.
Damn it.
Okay. Yeah. If only it did. I didn't think about that at
the
time.
You so won. Right, Daddy. This is a tricky one. We've never had a dancer from an all-girls school with a weird dad and a protective mother before.
Yeah.
So I don't know the route you want to go, but I'm going to let you just go for it.
Yeah.
Because she's a tricky one. I'm not going to lie.
It's right. We're doing a two-parter. Hello.
Hello.
I am your daddy.
Oh, shit. I've got a new daddy.
Well, not a new one, just another one.
I've always been a daddy.
I do know this, but I just thought you were like Helen's daddy.
No.
Don't look at me. Look at your father.
No, I'm... Helen, daddy, your daddy.
Hello, daddy.
And all the viewers, daddies.
Viewers. Listeners. We have been over this. It is an auditory?
Who's rubbish
for words
now?
I don't know, it's fucking ruining it. Daddy, I'm sorry.
So, I know this has just happened. But what I think we should do first is to get our dance leotards on and go and get your phone back.
I like that
idea. With a dance battle. She can pick two friends, so it's like 3-on-3. Like, step up the street.
Holy shit, yes.
Oh my God.
So we'll have like a dance battle. Obviously, we will win. And then on the way...
I don't think we would, but okay, yeah, no, great. I'm saying
the way Rosie's just not taking you.
I just think like Trix would crush it, but I feel like the two of us aren't exactly like.
She's got an A level in dance. I got proper rhythm, and I feel like you will try your best.
Oh, I'll give it an A.
You can do some interpretive dance.
Yeah.
Like, right. Oh, there's a tree.
So. Now we are going back to your house, Nikita. But on the way back, we're going to stop off for bleep lifts and just give her a little punch in the tit.
Wow. Can we then make her write a new list of who the hierarchy is?
She deserves that. And then we get back to your flat and they bought us all a present.
Is it a sauna?
We get a sauna each.
Yeah. Okay, indoor
and
sauna
each.
And
the four of us, me, you, Helen and your dad, just sit in our own saunas. What a day.
Shut up.
That's a
sounds
great
quite fun, actually.
Day.
Right. Well, say thank you then.
Thank you very much, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. You're the best. Right. Nikisa, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to plug anything and your socials?
Please follow me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. It's Sikisa Comedy, S-I-K-I-S-A. It's a very unique name. It's a name you're never going to hear of again. So weird.
You're named after an African queen, aren't you?
That's what... No, I just... All right, so honestly... I've now turned this like into like material, but like I honestly asked my mum. She's like, I named you after African Queen from a book that I read. I was like, where's the book? She was like, I don't know. And she was like, your name means faithful. So I've actually got a tattoo of the meaning of my name in Arabic. Yeah. What if it doesn't mean faithful? What if she's just what if it's just constructed after a game of Scrabble? Yeah. Like I'm I'm just screwed.
Have you Googled it?
I have. Like, trust me, anyone Google my name. I'm the only one that has this name, and then other foreign words come up around it.
Yeah.
But also follow Girl Code, which is a comedy chat show which I run, which you're on a hiatus at the moment. But we're coming back. We're coming back
it's
with a bang.
It's so good.
It's a comedy chat show which I've plugged as if Loose Women was funny. So please.
Yes.
So please follow it on Facebook and Instagram. So it's Girl Code Chat.
Yes, and just make sure you follow Sikisa on everything, but particularly on Instagram. She's so funny on it. It's definitely worth a follow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Now, I feel like we should end this on a happy note because we had a fight at the beginning and you made Sikisa feel super awkward.
Mud wrestle.
It's time to bring out the paddling pool. Jack, get in here. Bring the paddling pool in the oil. We're fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Do you know what, like Deliveroo or something?
Yeah.
That's it.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Jane Brister. My friend. My buddy. My pal. My lover. Yeah, we're not lovers yet, but never say never. I'm ringing you to ask you take up on mine and Helen's podcast because I really, really want to know what you were like as a little girl. I think you were still a very angry but lovely lesbian. So answer your goddamn phone and me and Helen we'll see you soon. Bye.
Deleted.